I got more than a couple of friends who think the economy, the world economy no less, is on its way down the toilet. Huge debts, large deficits, the Federal Reserve printing money like it was Charmin. They see a fiscal Armageddon on the horizon. Depression, unemployment, then the collapse of civilization as we know it. They're wondering if it's time to buy a gun or an arsenal. They're wondering if they should buy Chinese currency or a year's supply of food and water. They're wondering what to do with their money that will keep them afloat when their neighbors drown. I remember one of my dad's pals, Malcolm, building a bomb shelter in his basement. Great guy, Malcolm, salt of the earth, a family man, just taking care of his family down in North Georgia near the foothills of the Appalachian where we lived. He took me down into his basement. I was all of 12 years old, to show me the shelter that would keep his family alive after the communists attacked us with nuclear weapons, an event he saw as inevitable. He had water tanks and shelves full of canned goods. He had gas masks and a propane stove. He had flashlights and a ton of batteries. Electricity will be gone, maybe forever, he told me. There were bunk beds and a portable toilet. It looked like Motel 6 had made it with a Goodwill. It really didn't look like a home for months of subterranean living unless you were gophers. In the corner by the door, Malcolm had his hunting rifle. For food, I asked, thinking maybe a dinner of radioactive deer might be the way to go. Malcolm picked up the gun and gave me a serious look. No, Skeeter, he said solemnly, your dad didn't plan for what's coming, and, well, when you all try to come to our shelter, I'd have to stop you. There's only room for us. Now, I wasn't the sharpest kid on the block, but I took his meaning pretty quick. You mean you'd shoot us, Malcolm? Malcolm set the rifle back in its spot and nodded. I have to protect my family first. That's the way it is. It's real hard to like a man who tells you he'd kill you, whether you're 12 or 64. The world after a nuclear war and probably an economic Armageddon too would be filled with Malcolms. They see the bleakest future and the darkest side of human nature, I suspect because they find it in themselves. Me, I'm not much interested in either, but I'm always glad to know who to avoid, catastrophe or no.